Even the hundreds of pro-choice protesters decked out in their adopted color of orange know the abortion bill is going to pass the Republican-controlled legislature. That includes Melissa Scott.
I know where I live, and yes, I live in Texas, so I know it'll probably pass.
But on the House floor, it still sounded like pro-choice Democrats were putting up a fight.
These decisions need to be made by a woman, her family members, her physician, and her God.
Democratic Representative Rafael Anchia of Dallas, a lawyer, tried to amend the bill that bans abortions beyond 20 weeks with some exceptions. One of the exceptions is the health of the mother. Anchia argued that how the bill defined that exception was so murky and narrow, doctors would not be willing to perform the abortion to perhaps save the mother's life.
It is so unduly restrictive.
Madam Speaker,
to render the bill unworkable for doctors and secondarily unconstitutional.
Aha, did you hear that? He says it's unconstitutional, a key to why bill opponents have debated so vigorously. They may not win the battle at the State House, but with their amendments and testimony, they're trying to build a legal foundation to overturn the law in the courthouse.
The Supreme Court has been very clear for 40 years that health of the mother needs to be an important state interest and needs to be protected. My amendment would have done that.
The bill's author, Representative Jody Laubenberg of Collin County, says supporters worked hard to avoid legal pitfalls that would come with claiming the fetus is viable at 20 weeks of pregnancy, which is why her bill instead bans abortions at 20 weeks, claiming a fetus can feel pain, something opponents dispute.
So I do believe that given the new information, the courts will be open to that.
Mr. Anchia sends up an amendment.
So the vigorous debate goes on with an eye on what happens after the Texas legislature votes. Shelley Koffler, KERA News in Austin.